It's time now for the Weekly Dish on WKNO. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
It's National Meatball Day. Making meatballs from scratch is easier than you think. Here are a few tried and true tips. Fat is a good thing for meatballs. Fattier meats like beef, lamb, and pork will yield more tender meatballs. If you use leaner meats like chicken or turkey, be careful not to overcook them or they may become tough. I like to use a blend of different kinds of ground meats. My go-to recipe uses ground beef, ground pork, and Italian sausage. It's important to add moisture. Soaking your breadcrumbs in milk is a key step in making meatballs. The extra moisture will keep your meatballs tender and moist. Double check your seasoning. Make sure your seasoning is correct before forming your meatballs. I'm not suggesting eating a raw meatball. Instead, saute a small patty and taste the cooked meat to make sure you don't need to add any additional spices or herbs. Be gentle when forming your meatballs. If meatballs are overworked when mixing or packed too tightly, they'll turn out tough and rubbery. If forming meatballs by hand, lightly oil your hands to prevent sticking. I like to use a lightly oiled small ice cream scoop to gently make uniformly sized meatballs. Meatballs freeze well both raw and cooked. Freeze your meatballs on a sheet tray before placing in a resealable freezer bag. Freezing the meatballs separately prevents them from sticking together and allows you to defrost as few or as many as you need. This is Jennifer Chandler with the Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
Jennifer Chandler is the food and dining reporter for the Commercial Appeal. Her articles can be found at commercialappeal.com.